From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Do you have an old car or truck that you don't?
It's 63 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 3:06. This is KPR.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of other frequencies too, and we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion. Now in downtown Lawrence, information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. 336 automatic license plate readers can be very effective in helping solve crimes. But some cities have stopped using these systems. We will talk about some of the concerns. Also, I'm going to talk more about the push for renewable energy in rural Kansas, specifically wind energy. Kaylin Moore has an in-depth look coming up at 4:15 on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
There's a red flag warning in effect. High fire danger through 9 o'clock tonight for Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Ottawa, and Riley counties. Seeing lots of red flag warnings further to the west. Having some problems with dust. I-70 closed between Colby and Waukini for the foreseeable future due to dust storms. You're listening to KPR, and it's 3:20.
With your audience, then hell yeah, let's go. You're a world away, but
you're still the same. Marcus Mumford on recording the new album Prize Fighter on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for morning edition 5 to 9 a.m. Steve Inskeep, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, founded by parents with lived experience, working alongside families during and after a child's cancer treatment, offering financial and emotional assistance. More at babyjslegacy.org.
Stay with us. News headlines coming your way in just about 30 seconds. 63 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Lawrence organization called Sanctuary Alliance has alerted the community that agents with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, have been detaining people in the city. According to the Lawrence Journal World, Sanctuary Alliance posted on Facebook today that it had received multiple reports of ICE activity in Lawrence. The Journal World reports that it has not been able to independently confirm that information. The Kansas Senate voted today to override Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill banning transgender people from using government building bathrooms and locker rooms that match their gender identity. They'll be required to use restrooms that match their sex assigned at birth. Critics of the bill say it's not something lawmakers should be working on. They argue controversial bills like this make it harder to attract economic development to the state. Republican Senator Kelly Warren rejected that, saying it's focused on privacy in places like bathrooms.
This bill is a needed bill. It will help protect Kansans, and it applies to everyone the same.
The bill now heads to the Kansas House, where it will need a two-thirds majority in order to formally override the governor's veto and become law. The Kansas House passed a bill today that would ban cell phones in K-12 schools. In its current form, the bill would require public and accredited private schools to lock phones away for the entire instructional day, except during open lunch periods. The bill passed despite conflicts over policy specifics. Republican Representative Christy Williams says applying the ban to private schools is government overreach.
We should not set a precedent allowing the state board to impose limitless behavioral regulations on independent institutions.
Debates are likely to continue in the Senate about where phones should be stored and whether or not the ban should be limited to public schools. Well, a small southwest Kansas town continued its tradition today of bringing the community together to watch women racing while flipping pancakes. Kaylin Moore reports that a racer and liberal won this year's International Pancake Day race.
Let's cheer these runners on!
Women dressed in aprons and headscarves while holding frying pans sprinted through downtown Liberal for the annual International Pancake Day race. The town of Liberal has grown famous for the novel holiday. They have celebrated and competed with the town of Olney, England for 77 years. Liberal's Hannah McCarter crossed the finish line with a time of 1 minute and 3 seconds, beating England by 2 seconds.
I didn't think I could finish, so I heard my dad screaming at me, so I just gave him all I had.
The tradition is based on the story of a woman in England who was late to church, so she ran down the street, clutching a pan with a pancake. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The time is 3:35.
It's all
in Caracas.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Western Kansas has the potential to capitalize on this region's high energy demands. There's plenty of land, wind, and sun to be the center of renewable energy production, bringing economic growth. But skepticism could bring those projects to a halt. Kaylin Moore has the details.
The world around us runs on energy. It can heat and cool your home or warm up your cup of coffee. Swati says the surrounding counties all have some wind energy projects coming online. This rings true for Dorothy Barnett. She's the director of the Climate and Energy Project. She says that despite the backlash, 13 Kansas counties have 55 renewable energy projects planned.
Despite not seeing a lot of projects under construction right now, we do see that projects continue to try to make their way through the interconnection process.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more of their stories and details on the topics covered at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines at 4:01. Then an overview of the life and legacy of civil rights leader, the Reverend Jesse Jackson. He has died at the age of 84. We will also visit with the people who wax up the skis for the United States' award-winning and now medal-winning cross-country team. That's coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Soulis Fine Art 20th Annual Winter Auction, featuring Kansas artists Berger Sanzane, along with historic works by KU faculty Raymond Eastwood, Robert Sudlow, and Albert Block. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com.
Red flag warning in effect for Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Ottawa, and Riley counties until 9 o'clock tonight.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
It's 10 minutes before 4.
It's all.
Marcus Mumford discusses collaborating with other artists for the new Mumford & Sons album, Prizefighter. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in first thing tomorrow morning on your KPR stations. You will hear Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your regional news. Steve Inskeep and Michelle Martin handling the rest of it. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 63 degrees with cloudy skies here in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
Someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Visiting fellow Jerry Seib visits with Wall Street Journal pollsters John Anzalone and Adam Geller, February 26th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
63 degrees in Lawrence, 65 in Emporia. We are expecting lows in the mid-40s tonight. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, many other frequencies all around the state, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30, followed by an overview of what the Trump administration would like to do with the Federal Emergency Management Agency. You may know it better as FEMA. There are three major reform proposals. We will have a rundown of what they are. We will also take some time to remember the career and examine the legacy of the man I personally considered to be probably America's finest living documentary filmmaker, Frederick Wiseman. However, he died yesterday. We will look back at the things that Frederick Wiseman accomplished coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more for over 50 years. Information about appliance sales and repairs at stonebackappliance.com.
We hope you'll help us celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred, as KPR presents the Retro Cocktail Hour 30th Anniversary Weekend, February 27th and 28th, a weekend packed with parties and live music and seminars and so much more. For a complete schedule and tickets, visit kansaspublicradio.org. 65 degrees in Emporia, 64 in Topeka. It is 4:20.
Recording the new album, Prize Fighter, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations, both KPR 1 and KPR 2, for Morning Edition, the very latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at One Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
News headlines are coming up in just about 30 seconds. It's 4:30.
Katie Riddle, NPR News.
Stocks finished mostly higher on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Senate voted today to override Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill that bans transgender people from using government building bathrooms and locker rooms that match their gender identity. They will be required to use restrooms that match their sex assigned at birth. Critics of the bill say it's not something lawmakers should be working on. They argue that controversial bills like this make it harder to attract economic development to the state. However, Republican Senator Kelly Warren rejects that view and says the bill is focused on privacy in places like bathrooms.
This bill is a needed bill. It will help protect Kansans, and it applies to everyone the same.
The bill now heads to the Kansas House, where it will need a two-thirds majority in order to override the governor's veto and become law. The Kansas House passed a bill today that would ban cell phone use in K-12 schools during school hours. In its current form, the bill would require public and accredited private schools to lock phones away for the entire instructional day, except during open lunch periods. The bill passed despite conflicts over policy specifics. Republican Representative Christy Williams says applying the ban to private schools is an example of government overreach.
We should not set a precedent allowing the state board to impose limitless behavioral regulations on independent institutions.
Debates are likely to continue in the Senate about where phones should be stored and whether or not the ban should be limited to public schools. A small southwest Kansas town has been evacuated due to an approaching wildfire from Oklahoma. Kaylin Moore reports that strong wind gusts have been creating dangerous conditions in western Kansas.
Multiple wildfires around the Oklahoma Panhandle are spreading towards the Kansas border. The town of Englewood, Kansas, with a population of about 70, has had to evacuate due to a wildfire moving northeast from Oklahoma. Most of the region remains under a red flag warning this evening as wind gusts above 60 miles per hour sweep across the southwest part of the state. Another fire has crossed into Stevens County, but not yet near any towns. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
There's a red flag warning with high fire danger in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Ottawa, and Riley counties. Concern has to do with low relative humidities and gusty winds out of the southwest up to around 40 miles per hour. Otherwise, tonight, mostly cloudy skies, then clearing late tonight. It's going to be breezy tonight throughout northeast and east central Kansas with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. Sunny again on Thursday with a high in the lower 60s. It's 63 degrees in Lawrence and 64 in Manhattan. It's 435.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
For the new year, Morning Edition has new questions.
Are you dressed well for this interview?
This is radio, Steve. I don't have to answer.
Okay, it's fine.
New interviews.
Tony Braxton, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, sis. It's so good.
And must-hear stories.
Apparently, the farm had heard that cows like jazz music.
Join us for something new every weekday morning on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Ravel, February 21st, a performance created by Alice Wiley Pickett for actors, singers, and orchestra exploring the world of Maurice Ravel. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us here at KPR. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we are going to start things off with an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then, the U.S. has offered fresh evidence that China had conducted a secret nuclear weapons test. There is still some debate about it. We'll tell you all the controversy coming up on KPR.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
Red flag warning in effect. High fire danger till 9 o'clock tonight for Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Ottawa, and Riley counties. 62 degrees in Abilene, 64 in Atchison. It is 10 minutes before 5.
From NPR News. When you can't
win. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in 1 minute. It's 5 o'clock.
Secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Lows in the mid-40s tonight. Very breezy. We should see these clouds clear out after midnight. 64 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:06.
From NPR News, this is... You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and many other frequencies all across the state. We're always streaming as well online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peppa Pig, My First Concert, an interactive introduction to live orchestra music, Tuesday, March 10th, 6 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for joining us for All Things Considered this evening. We will have an update of news headlines for you at 5:30. Then, across the nation, the wind energy industry has slowed down after local skepticism, combined with the Trump administration criticizing the projects. But some small rural Kansas towns still want to invest in bringing economic growth to the region.
It's this horrible timing where you have all of this potential economic growth for a region that doesn't see that very often. At the same time, we're seeing an unprecedented backlash that didn't exist 10 years ago.
Coming up in just about 25 minutes on KPR, the push for renewable energy in rural western Kansas and the obstacles it's facing, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
A red flag warning, high fire danger in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for Clay Cloud Anderson, actually not Anderson, sorry, Clay Cloud Dickinson, Ottawa and Riley counties. The time is 5:20.
This is NPR News.
British rock band Mumford & Sons rarely features other artists on their songs, but that's changing with their latest album.
There's someone in the room that can help you connect more deeply with what the song is about, or indeed with your audience, then hell yeah, let's go. You're a world away, but
you're still the same. Marcus Mumford on recording the new album, Prize Fighter, on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition will be coming your way. Matthew Algio will be your local host. Mostly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing and breezy with lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. This is KPR.
Well, stocks finished mostly higher on Wall Street today. The Dow up 32 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Lawrence organization called Sanctuary Alliance has alerted the community that agents with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement have been detaining people in the city. According to the Lawrence Journal-World, Sanctuary Alliance posted on Facebook today that it had received multiple reports of ICE activity in Lawrence. The Journal-World reports it has not been able to independently confirm that information. The Sanctuary Alliance Facebook post said ICE agents had been seen in various parts of the city. The Alliance is a collective that advocates for and provides resources and support to the local immigrant community. Children in Kansas could be required to attend school starting at the age of six under a bill advanced by state lawmakers. Under current law, parents can enroll their children in school starting at the age of five, but it's not required until a child turns seven. Kansas House members who oversee education say the state should lower that required age to six. They are now supporting a bill which is awaiting a vote on the House floor. 39 states in Washington, D.C. require children to start school at the age of six or younger. A study by Kansas juvenile welfare advocates shows justice reforms enacted 10 years ago cut repeat offense rates in half. But a bill in the Kansas Senate is threatening to reverse that progress. Senate lawmakers are considering a bill that would double the maximum detention time for juveniles from 45 days to 90 days. Brenna Vizoski of Kansas Appleseed helped with the study. She says the bill would roll back reforms that aimed to reduce the incarceration of children.
It's really going to widen the door to detention. In fact, I would argue that it's going to blow the door to detention back wide open.
Supporters of the bill say it would provide earlier intervention for young offenders. Senate lawmakers are expected to vote on the proposal this week. A small southwest Kansas town continued its tradition today with the International Pancake Day race. Kaylin Moore reports.
Let's cheer these runners on!
Women dressed in aprons and headscarves while holding frying pans sprinted through downtown Liberal for the annual International Pancake Day race. The town of Liberal has grown famous for the novel holiday. They have celebrated and competed with the town of Olney, England for 77 years. Liberal's Hannah McCarter crossed the finish line with a time of 1 minute and 3 seconds, beating England by 2 seconds.
I didn't think I could finish, so I heard my dad screaming at me, so I just gave him all I had.
The tradition is based on the story of a woman in England who was late to church, so she ran down the street clutching a pan with a pancake. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
It's 5:35.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Western Kansas has the potential to capitalize on that region's high energy demands. There's plenty of land, wind, and sun that could be the center of renewable energy production. It could bring economic growth. But skepticism could be bringing these projects to a halt. Kaylin Moore has the story.
The world around us runs on energy. It can heat and cool your home or warm up your cup of coffee in the microwave. And as AI and data centers grow, energy demands in the U.S. are projected to increase 25% by 2030. Simply put, we're going to need to produce even more. Where will all that energy come from? Some look to rural West. This rings true for Dorothy Barnett. She's the director of the Climate and Energy Project. She says that despite the backlash, 13 Kansas counties have 55 renewable energy projects planned.
Despite not seeing a lot of projects under construction right now, we do see that projects continue to try to make their way through the interconnection process.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more of their stories and more details on the topics covered at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 6:01, then an overview of the life and career of the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who has passed away at the age of 84. We will also say, be cool, Yolanda, the wax truck. Fast skiers need fast skis, and to get that, they need wax. There's now a truck with the U.S. team in Milan Cortina, and they call that truck Yolanda. We'll get the full story coming up.
If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle that's sitting around gathering cobwebs, donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 64 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
It's All Things Considered.
Supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org. And from Fisher Investments, Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Marcus Mumford discusses collaborating with other artists for the new Mumford & Sons album, Prize Fighter. That's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News. When you
can't win. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. Speaking of local, we're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison, 89.9, K258BT Manhattan, 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines coming your way in 1 minute. It's 6 o'clock.